Now it's time for a TARDIS break.
Yes, it is time for this week's TARDIS break, which will be slightly different. We do have some music, but that will also be partnered with an interview after this, and I'd like to just give a warning, there are spoilers ahead.
The Petrolink Shatterfry compensator, moved from there to there. Hyperdynes, fluid links, obviously, and, well, you know, things. But, how's it gonna work? You and me? This is great, I think, is it? But how do we both...
One thing you need in this place is a chair.
I'll be all right.
No. You're thin as a pin, love. You've been running on fumes.
That's what I keep saying.
I'm just post-bi-generation.
Ah, it's more than that.
Our whole lifetime, that doctor that first met the Toymaker never, ever stopped. Put on trial, exiled, key to time, all the devastation of Logopolis.
Adric.
Riversong. All the people we lost. Sarah Jane has gone. Can you believe that for a second?
I loved her.
And Rose. But the Time War, Pandorica, Mavic Chen. We fought the gods of Ragnarok, and we didn't stop for a second to say, what the hell?
People, I'm fine.
I'm fine because you fix yourself. We're Time Lords, we're doing rehab out of order.
You're saying you need to stop?
I don't know how.
Yes, so there we had some spoilers from the scene in which Shu-T'Gatwa's 15th Doctor met with David Tennant's 14th Doctor, and they just had a little debriefing, and someone else who I know was just bubbling with excitement for that scene is on the phone with me right now, fellow Doctor Who aficionado and friend of the show, Natasha Aspel. Good evening, Natasha.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for joining me at this late hour. So, first things first, the final scene, one of the final scenes with Shooty and David. What emotions were going through your head at that time?
Oh, I didn't even know what to think. I was like, it was just incredible. Both of that acting is just, wow. Shooty just completely understands the role of the Doctor so well. And it was just incredible.
I agree. Within a couple of seconds of him being on the screen, it just felt like he'd always been the Doctor. It felt like he was made for the role.
Yes, definitely.
So, The Giggle was an episode which was full of... Well, it kept me on the edge of my seat for the whole time. How about you?
Oh, definitely. I was watching it with my grandpa and I was like, oh my gosh. And just like all the different mentions of previous episodes which like broke my heart or just made me excited. Oh, it was just incredible.
And what do you think your favourite part of the episode was?
Well, one of them was just seeing Mal. I had no idea. I always loved Mal. So seeing her was incredible. I think my favourite part probably was when David was regenerating and then suddenly both of them are there. I think that scene is just, everyone is confused.
And how do you feel about bi-generation being brought out of Doctor Who myth and actually into Doctor Who canon?
I actually really like it. I know some people are a bit unsure about it, but I really like it. It gives, you know, David's Doctor needs that time of just him as well. I think it gives him such a nice ending. I thought it was great.
It was. And of course, this was the third special of a series of three for the 60th anniversary. Why do you think Doctor Who means so much to people. What do you think has made it endure for 60 years?
It's such a unique storyline. Definitely when it was first made, there was not a lot of stuff like it. It was so brand new. And
yeah.
I think from starting like that, and it just makes people kind of feel like they're a part of it. You really grow on each character, each Doctor. You feel connected to them. And me personally, I've been brought up with it, and it's just been my whole life.
Yeah.
I feel so connected to these characters that it kind of feels like home.
And it feels like an extension of your family.
Yes, definitely.
You know, it's endured 60 years. Two big questions before we talk about the previous specials.
Yes.
Do you think it can make it to 70 years? And if so, further to maybe 100 years? Do you think we'll get a centenary of Doctor Who?
Oh, I really hope so. I really, really hope so. I've been thinking about that a lot. And honestly, part of me really hopes that it really never ends. I think it means so much to people. So yeah, I really hope so.
I'm sure thousands of people agree with you there. Now, let's go on. Talk about the previous two 60th anniversary specials. The first one was the Star Beast introducing comic book villain Beep the Meep. How did you feel about this episode in general? Was it a good introduction back into the series?
Oh, definitely. They had the writing on point. None of the characters had changed. And it felt, I don't know about you, but I felt so much comfort seeing those characters in the exact same way.
Oh, yeah. It just felt like there had been something missing and then it was back.
Yeah, definitely. It was so funny as well.
It was.
The Meep is adorable, but also so evil. Yeah, I thought it was such a funny, good starter.
It was brilliant. And then moving on to Wild Blue Yonder, lots of people didn't really like this episode, said it didn't live up to expectations. What were you thinking?
Honestly, I prefer it.
Yeah?
I love the creepy episodes, and Midnight and Flatline are some of my favourite episodes, and it really gave into that vibe.
Two of the best episodes there, with villains who don't have bodies and yet become the scariest in the show. I love that.
Yes, definitely.
On Saturday night, after we had the final special, and everybody was very teary but also happy, we had our glimpse at the Christmas special, first full episode with Shuti Gatwa and Millie Gibson as companion Ruby Sunday. What are you hoping comes out of the Christmas special?
Oh, Ruby Sunday. I keep saying this to my best friend. She looks so cool. And I think Shuti's Doctor and Ruby, they're going to work so well. I can already tell that, like, it's going to be funny. It's going to be very dramatic. From watching the trailer, which I was in college just watching it over and over again. it looks so good. You can tell that Disney's money has really, it looks so beautiful, but still has that very Doctor Who aspect.
And we've got news that the episode for Christmas Day is actually going to have a musical number in. Have you heard the musical number?
Yes, I have.
Well, I'm going to play it here again now, and then after that, tell me your thoughts on it.
It's wobbling. He likes to dine on coincidence. It feels he built him a penance. He can eat, he can eat 500 puppies with golden fur. Orphan boys with jet black hair. Circus clowns with a red balloon.
He can eat me, he makes me sweet.
A banquet for a king on high. Oh little baby, oh little baby, say goodbye.
So there it was. That was the Goblin Song from the Christmas special, composed by Murray Gold, with lyrics by Russell T. Davis. How do you feel about it then, Tash?
Well, I thought it was a bit dark for a Christmas special.
Yeah.
They were literally talking about eating children, which is quite dark for Christmas. But no, it's incredible. The music is just fantastic.
It is. I'm glad Doctor Who's going in that step again, though, because it should be something that makes a child want to hide behind the sofa, I think.
Yes, definitely.
Now, we've seen Shooty as the Doctor for a little glimpse on Saturday. Then, Sunday morning, we had a couple of promo shots with him. How did you feel about his costume?
Oh, when I saw these photos, oh, I got so excited. He just looks, I know I'm using the word incredible a lot, but it is just incredible. He looks so good. I'm so excited to see what Shooty brings, because everything's just looking fantastic. I fell in love with his costume as soon as I saw it.
Yeah, and he's going to have so many different costumes as well. It seems he has one for every time era they go to, which I love.
Yes, which I love. Like, when, like, Rose got a different outfit and stuff like that, I always got so excited. So I'm really excited to see the Doctor also change outfits.
It should be good. And the new Sonic screwdriver, the Sonic Sky Remote, should we say. What were your views on that?
Yes, I've seen lots of that. When I first looked at it, I was like, oh, that's interesting. But when I saw a clip of Shooty explaining it, it really started to grow on me. It is beautiful. Like, just the make of it.
Yeah, it is. And I think, I mean, it looks more alien. Yes. And it, to me, feels like there's callbacks to other gadgets from the Hooniverse, like the Vortex Manipulator and maybe Sarah Jane's scanner watch, so I love that.
Yes, definitely.
Well, I am going to let you go because it is a very late hour now. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, Tash.
No, thank you.
You're most welcome. And with all this talk of behind-the-scenes stuff, it's starting to feel a bit like Doctor Who Confidential.